We started discussing yesterday the Yerushalmi that says that a person has a chiyuv to risk one's own life to save someone else, to be machnas atzmo b'safek sakana. Then some claim it's the Yerushalmi in Trumas, the whole debate Rav Yonah son Rav Yochanan versus Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So Rav Yochanan said, no, you don't risk your life, and Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, you do. So it's actually a machlokas in Yerushalmi. So who do we pass him like? It's not clear that Rav Shimon ben Lakish said you have to. Maybe it was a Midas Chasidus, and Ravimi was a big Torah scholar, so maybe he had a din of a rabbi. So, but we left off whether this is the Yerushalmi or not. Yerushalmi clearly states it. So, how do we paskin? So, the Achronim, the Sma, others point out that it's interesting. The Beis Yosef brings it down. That goes Maimonides, Kesef Mishnah, they bring it down. But it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Machaber. So, the Beis Yosef quotes it. And the Machaber does not. So that leads some to believe, I would think it's the Sma, that since the Machaber didn't bring it down in Shulchan Aruch, it shows we do not paskin like Yerushalmi, and therefore one does not have a chiyuv to risk one's life. However, others point out that a more fundamental question, is that true? In other words, what will the real Rav Yosef Cairo please stand up? Is his Iker work the Beis Yosef, or is his Iker work the Shulchan Aruch? So, in the Hakdama, I think the new Friedman edition, so they bring down, he writes down and why he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, or why do you need the Shulchan Aruch? The Beis Yosef has everything in it. So he says, you know, I wrote Shulchan Aruch in order, like, for kids, it's too difficult, for young little children, young kids, or for Talmidei Chacham who want to do Chazara, the Beis Yosef is so long, so here's a quick Chazara. So it's mashma from this, that really he holds his Iker work is the Beis Yosef. So the Sma says, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down means we don't paskin like it. That even though he brought it up, the Machaber is the main work in Shulchan Aruch. However, others say that's not so simple. If you look what he wrote, maybe the Beis Yosef is the main work, and therefore it's still unclear. The fact it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if it's brought down in Beis Yosef, but it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, so that's a discussion which way you go. And they point out as well, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, and the Torah also don't bring it down. So, again, so we have number one, Yerushalmi, it's a machlokas, and so that Yerushalmi is debatable for the 3 points we made. And then the fact that the Shulchan, if it's brought in the Beis Yosef and not in the Shulchan Aruch isn't so clear either. So let's assume the Yerushalmi says it. So then the question is, generally, we take the Yerushalmi as a valid source. Let's say we have no rayas anywhere. The Yerushalmi says it, so we generally accept the Yerushalmi. However, the Rif points out, and others, if you have a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, then we follow the Bavli because it came afterwards. So if we accept this Yerushalmi as saying you are chayev to risk your life to save someone else, and there's no other source to the contrary, there's no Bavli to the contrary, we'd go with it. So the question is there any Bavli that goes against the Yerushalmi? So they bring down the Agudas Ezov, among others, that he says, the Rambam Rush, the Torah, they don't bring it down, and he wants to say that Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Where does the Bavli argue on the Yerushalmi? So perhaps there are a couple of possible sources where we see from the Bavli, potentially, that one is not obligated to risk one's life to save someone else. Where may they be? So let's start off with the Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks about a case where so they were talking about someone was that someone came to one of the rabbis. I think it was Rav Tarfon, and they wanted there was a call out that these people, the government, they might have killed someone. The government was looking for them. Let's say they came to Rabbi Tarfon and said, "Could you hide me?" So he says, what am I going to do? If I don't hide you, then maybe you're going to be killed. And if I do hide you, maybe I'll be killed and my family. So the different versions of how you learn the Gemara, but according to one version, it is that Rabbi Tarfon didn't do it. Why? Because he didn't want to risk his own life and his family's life for the sake. Some might argue, well, He clearly didn't hide them. So some might argue he didn't hide them because he felt they were chayiv. It was a real, the fact it was a gayish agavah doesn't mean by definition that it was corrupt and it was anti-Semitic. But the one shot is they deserved it, and therefore that's why he didn't hide them. But if you assume, let's say, even if they didn't deserve it, but he wasn't willing to risk his own life and his family's life. So we see from this Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph, that against the Yerushalmi, one does not risk one's life to save someone else. Then there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel. The Gemara talks about how do you know if you see a friend of yours drowning in the ocean or river, or an animal attacking that person, or robbers attacking that person, that you're obligated to help save him. It says, so the Gemara quotes two sources. Gosamod Adam Reyecha, you can't stand by idly while your friend's in danger. And also, Vahashevoso, there's a mitzvah Vahashavas Aveda, returning a lost object. So, Kal Vachomer, if someone loses their wallet, you have to return it. How much more so when you could return the whole goof? Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, why do we need two psukim to teach me the same thing? That Gosamar Adam Reyecha, I learned you can't stand by idly. And Vashevoselo. So, Minchas Chinuch, others point out that. Right, so the Gemara says, I need both because I need one pasuk to tell me I have to do it, I need another pasuk to tell me that. One pasuk to tell me that if you could do it yourself, you have to do it. But to hire someone else, I would think you wouldn't have to. Kamash Balan, you even have to hire a lifeguard or a security guard to protect the situation. So what do we see from this Gemara? What's the Gemara's Kiddush? Not only do you have to do it yourself, but if you don't know how to swim, you have to hire a lifeguard. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, the Gemara should have said a much bigger Kiddush. Not only do you have to go in and save a life when there's no risk to you, but even when there's risk to you, you have to go in and jump into the water or attack the animal. From the fact the Gemara did not suggest that, but then it must be that the Gemara is assuming you don't have an obligation. If you had the Gemara would have said the bigger Kiddush, I need the second pasuk to teach me even to risk one's life I have to do it. From the fact the Gemara did not do that, the conclusion is that this Bavli says you do not have to risk your life, which against Yerushalmi. But again, it's always interesting proofs when you bring something from the fact that something wasn't said. Obviously, if they actually said it directly, is a more direct proof, but nevertheless, so you have, according to the Minchas Chinuch, you have this Gemara, you have the Gemara in Nida, and also there's another famous Gemara. Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Beis, which talks about the famous case. Two people are stuck in the middle of nowhere. They only have one jar of water. What do you do? If they both drink, they'll both die. If one drinks, he could save himself. So it's a famous machokes. Ben Petura says, Mutav she yishtu shneyem yamusu beti, they both drink and die. Well, you're echad mehem mimisaso, and you shouldn't stand around watching the death of your friend. So, ad shabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, no. Yeah, generally speaking, you have to help someone out, but if not over your life, your life takes precedence. So Ben Petira says you share the water. Rabbi Akiva says no, your life takes precedence, and therefore you keep the water for yourself. So the question, and it's Siv asked and many others, is I don't understand. Ben Petura, he'll make a great bumper sticker. Like, yeah, put it on. The bumper sticker, better, in other words, better two deaths than one murder. I mean, we agree with that. That's the Catholic Church by having both the fetus and the mother die. We believe if you have to destroy the fetus to save the mother, we believe the mother's life takes precedence. So it sounds good. Better don't stick around, but how does that help? How does two deaths help over one? But the Nitziv and others explain, no. What's the Ben Petura? What's he saying? He's saying is no. It's not a case where there's going to be two deaths. Let's say they came and you're waiting for let's say you might find more food, the rescue committee's coming. So what Ben Petira is saying is it's a case of suffix sakana versus vadai sakana. That if you don't do anything, your friend will definitely die. But if you help your friend, you're not going to vadai die, then maybe you'll find more food. Maybe you could live on that. So that's how he says. So Ben Petira says, you are obligated to risk your life to save, put yourself in suffix to save your friend from vadai. And Rabbi Akiva says, I agree with you in principle. But I have a pasuk telling me not that way. So we have a third Gemara showing that the Bavli says one has an obligation to risk one's life. I believe also there's a Gemara in the Durham that talks about there were different towns. There was town A, town B. And one town had no water at all. Another town had water for both drinking and for laundry. So the question is, are you allowed to take the... Do they have to give water to the other town? So that's a discussion in the Gemara, but some conclude that no. Like, let me just explain. It's not a case where, like, now it was. It's an extra. You needed it for. If you didn't do the laundry, then it'd be pollution and infections and that. So, in other words, if you gave the other town some of your water, you're putting your own town at stake. Your suffix are kind of. You would see. According to some, again, another Gemara. We have another Gemara that seems to say that the Bavli says that one is not obligated to risk one's life. So basically we have Beis Yosef quotes the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. So therefore, it leads the Sma to conclude that, I mean, we don't pass it like the Yerushalmi. Because it's not, others say it's not so simple. The fact it's not brought in the Machab, maybe the Beis Yosef is the real Rav Yosef Cairo. And even if the Yerushalmi says it, that's only if it's against nobody. If you have a Bavli against it, so maybe it's not true then. You have a Bavli against it, and therefore you would not go ahead. If you have a Bavli against Yerushalmi, so you wouldn't risk your life. So we had the Gemara in Nida with Rabbi Tarfon won't let the people in. We had the Gemara at Tupsukim to teach me you have to pay someone, but it didn't say the bigger Kiddush of Suffolk Sarkana. We have the Gemara in Rabbi Metzia with two people without any water in the Gemara in the Nedarim. So we see it seems to be, at this point, a machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli. Yerushalmi says, one has a chiyuv to risk one's life to save others, and the Bavli seems to say, no, we'll have to continue and see if we pass like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi.